When it comes to Britain leaving the EU, the issue of Northern Ireland has dominated the negotiations for months. But even if Prime Minister Boris Johnson manages to appease those on both sides of the Irish border, there's another problem brewing in Scotland. Ever since the Brexit vote, calls for another referendum on Scottish independence have been growing. Just today, the leader of the Scottish National Party, Nicola Sturgeon, said a second vote on independence must happen next year. The World's Orla Barry went to Scotland to see what Brexit might mean for the future of the United Kingdom.
5 years ago, the Scottish people held their own vote about whether to exit the United Kingdom. The result was close, but not enough to change Scotland's future.
No to independence. Scotland makes its decision and chooses to remain part of the United Kingdom. 55% of voters said no to the question, should Scotland...
Back then, many politicians told Scottish voters it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Now, 5 years later, that once-in-a-lifetime referendum looks likely to get a second run.
It's been a tumultuous day in the history of the United Kingdom, with campaigners celebrating the decision to leave the European Union, which they immediately declared Independence Day.
Almost two-thirds of the Scottish electorate voted against Brexit in 2016. They wanted the UK to remain as part of the EU. But over the last 3 years, the turmoil in Westminster has swayed opinion in Scotland that the Scots would be better off looking after their own affairs. Polls now indicate close to 50% are in favour of separating from the UK.
Most people in Scotland, I think, have looked on in horror at what's happened.
Blair Jenkins is a journalist and formerly the chief executive of the pro-independence campaign for Scotland. He notes that Scotland was once independent. It formed a political union with England in the 1700s. But Jenkins' desire for independence is not driven by a sense of history. In his mind, an independent Scotland would be a more equitable society to live in.
I believe that an independent Scotland would be a happier, healthier and more prosperous country.
But others fear independence would damage the region economically. Scotland receives more in terms of public spending per capita than England or Wales. And its biggest export market is the rest of Britain.
Can you imagine if Scotland was to cut itself off from its main trading partner, England, and the rest of the UK? Business and industry would just wither on the vine.
Struan Stevenson is chief executive of Scottish Business UK, a group of businesses who do not want Scotland to be an independent nation. He's also a former member of the European Parliament. Stevenson says Brexit is already damaging enough for Scotland.
The pound is spiralling downwards against the euro and the dollar. It's incredible. In 2019, apparently a government leaked document suggests if we have no deal, we may be suffering food shortages, medicine shortages. We may have to put the military and the police on the streets to stop civil unrest. It's a gift to the nationalists in Scotland who say, well, we could avoid all this by becoming an independent nation.
But Brexit does appear to be changing minds. Claire Miller voted against independence last time around. She's a city councillor with the Green Party in Edinburgh. Now she says because of Brexit, she's campaigning for independence.
I just thought, no, this is not a path that I want to go down. And I could see that Scotland becoming independent would be a way in which we could have more control over what we're doing here while perhaps still being part of Europe.
And it's not just about how Scots, like Claire Miller, view the future for Scotland. Over 200,000 EU citizens also live in the region, and Brexit throws their status into chaos. Some who want to stay in Scotland are now campaigning for independence. They formed a group, EU Citizens for an Independent Scotland. One of its members is Ellen Huffer. She's originally from Germany, but has lived in Scotland for 12 years.
I don't wish to be part of a country that is becoming increasingly xenophobic. After the Brexit referendum, EU citizens had to really confront themselves with what kind of place they live in.
Public pressure to hold another independence referendum is mounting, and some Scottish politicians are laying the groundwork for holding a second vote. It's making some in the business community anxious. Struan Stevenson of Scottish Business UK says he dreads the idea.
I think that would be the biggest mistake of all. We've had such a successful partnership for more than 300 years with the rest of the UK. If it ain't broke, why try and fix it?
I ask Ellen Huffer what she would do if Scotland voted against independence a second time round.
It is such a difficult question. I have just bought a house with my partner here. But yes, I have no desire to remain in the UK, if that is the case.
You would leave?
I would leave.
Would he go too?
I believe if the independence referendum turned out that way, yes, he would.
And where would you go?
We'll see. That's a new adventure for another day. I'm hoping it will never come to that.
For The World, I'm Orla Barry, Scotland.